and gentlemen, step right up. Let's go see the elephant. We're on a roll on a honey.
At about 6:20, we're going to see where the storm is and where it's projected to go and how big and how bad it's supposed to be. We're going to have another AccuWeather update, so you'll want to stick around for that. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. Once again, we are coming to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And yes, we will be here tomorrow. And yes, we will be here Friday. So you can rely on us to give you the latest in the weather. That's assuming the whole city doesn't get blown away.
Well, Chris, you might be here tomorrow if it's that bad. I won't know. No, this will be our last telecast from
actually, if a hurricane is going to hit, at least for us, it appears as though it's going to hit about the right time. In other words,
after everyone has gone
home from work,
right,
and before everybody gets up the next day. Now, we'll probably see remnants of it Friday morning, but
we'll
find out more at 6:20 from AccuWeather, but it appears right now that it's going to hit us at more or less prime time.
So you think there's a good chance I won't be playing tennis Friday morning?
Maybe the tennis courts
won't even be there Friday morning.
I was going to say the courts will be there, but there may be a lot of stuff on top of the courts.
Swimming lessons or something.
Yes, you know? Debris and
hopefully
and
all those jokes don't come true. You know, like, oh boy.
Yeah. All right. So once again, we're going to get an AccuWeather update. Right now, the latest plotting of the storm is coming out. So just keep your ears open and be prepared. The grocery stores are packed. And so they're managing to keep most of the shelves full, but I guess water is a wanted commodity now. So if you have not been able to get out and buy some water, find you some nippy jugs and fill them up with your tap.
Right.
And, go with that. You know, just make sure you have some drinking water. I don't think we're going to need it. I mean, I've been here all my life, been through these.
I know.
The worst of it was Charlie. For Central Florida, it's not going to get any worse than Charlie.
Right.
It may be a bigger swath. Charlie was a fairly condensed storm, just like Andrew was. Mm-hmm. And Andrew was the worst it's going to get for, you know, anywhere. Pretty much, as is Katrina. But nonetheless, we're going to get something from it. Maybe a lot, maybe little, but be ready, just in case.
Also, Chris, one thing they should do is check their insurance policies, you know, in a sense on your house, because there's so many added new rules in there concerning water damage, concerning roof damage. You have so many days to report. Little did I know how I found that answer out. So I would encourage you, go read your policy.
Yeah, if you think you have
Don't read it unless it really whacks your house. But
right.
If it does, get on it quick.
Yeah, and you'll want to make sure those are in a safe place.
Right.
Aubrey Kahn and Talk to the Experts show Saturday. They were talking about hurricane preparation.
Right.
One thing you can do is get all your vital documents and wrap them up in a big old plastic baggie.
So they don't get wet if a window blows out.
Exactly. That's right. And that you can seal. And now, there are varying theories as to what you just mentioned, as the windows blowing out, okay,
right.
Because what happens in a really strong storm, and I don't think, unless this storm really veers to the west, we're not going to have to worry about this. But say you're in a tornado or a hurricane like Charlie or Andrew, the question is, should you, say, crack a window open, or should you try to keep your place sealed up tight? One thing that happens in a really severe storm is a hurricane or tornado is that the barometric pressure, everything really drops.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, during Andrew, there was this film that this one guy did. He was a storm chaser, right? Now, this idiot drags his family down to Homestead, mm-hmm. Florida, as everybody else is leaving. And what I mean by family is wife and a kid or two, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, what a genius, right? And so he's one of the early storm chasers that you can watch him on TV now. This guy was with the old, you know, handheld video 8 cameras or whatever. And so they hole up in a hotel down there, motel.
Mm-hmm.
And the pressure dropped so much that it sucked the window out. He said what happened was and you see the video, and you hear the wife and kids screaming and crying, you know, and they're like backed up against the wall, and you see the door just shaking like mm-hmm. the business. And then you see the window go like bulge out, boom, it's gone.
Wow.
Because it's like a balloon.
Yeah.
Okay, if you blow it up too much, it'll pop. Mm-hmm. And so basically the pressure inside their room was much higher than the pressure outside the room, and so the window popped out. And guess what else happened? Then they sought refuge in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And happened to notice that there was no water in the toilet
mm-hmm.
because the pressure was so low, it had actually sucked all the water out of the plumbing system.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were kind of like amusing themselves by throwing bits of toilet paper down there and watch the toilet paper get sucked like a vacuum cleaner.
Oh, jeez.
Well, this is what can happen. So,
I understand.
To get back to my original point, and my dad used to say this, crack a window open
mm-hmm.
so that you allow the pressurization to equalize.
Right.
Yeah. There was, I don't know if you remember, but I guess it was about 10 or 15 years ago down there in that Christian school that's down there in the Poinciana area. Okay. I forget the name of it, but a nasty tornado went through there.
Right.
And they had a bunch of cars in the parking lot. And all the cars' glass had been broken out. But it exploded outwards, not inwards.
Because they didn't have a crack.
Exactly. Yeah. And the cars were like balloons. Okay. Yeah. And the air pressure was too high inside and the glass. So just be ready and make sure that you got what you need to get you through a couple of days of
one other tip,
no power in case
Chris,
that happens.
You know, these NFL players that we both know,
yeah,
some of them aren't the most cerebral in the world, right? So I remember a while back, right?
Yeah.
I told them, I said, listen, when a hurricane comes, take your furniture and throw it in the pool, you know. And have you ever heard that?
Yes.
Right. So I saw one of the players later. I said, how'd it work for you? He says, man, that living room furniture got ruined.
I was going to say, you got to make sure you tell him it's patio furniture.
You know, so
my Lord.
I guess I wasn't graphic enough on how you're supposed to handle the situation.
All right. Okay, so we'll be talking more about the storm a little bit later on in the show. The debate last night, we'll talk about that, and of course we'll give you our views. We'd love to hear your views too. 407-774-8255 is the number. And you know, Michael Medved was out Monday and Tuesday because of the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah.
He should have stayed out Wednesday today. When I was driving over here, it turned my stomach.
I was going, bring back the substitutes, right? this duo, the morning show up in Chicago. Mm. You know, they were. You know, they were a little bit, how should I say, they played sort of the devil's advocate a little bit with one another, but at least you got, you know, some fairness in there. But Medved today is just all over Trump. And when he was asked directly by one of his callers, do you want Trump to win, without any hesitation or any doubt, he said no. And the guy said, you don't? He said no.
Do you think that's why he wasn't on the tour?
Well, he actually was at the final stop.
He was.
Yeah, but no, he didn't.
Yeah, but that's the final stop.
Yeah, but he didn't go around. Yeah, I mean, that's sort of what maybe defeated part of the purpose of the tour.
I mean, can you imagine you do all that work and then he opens his mouth?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
And his argument is, and we've heard variations of this, but his argument is she's the lesser of the two evils, if you will. He thinks she'll do far less damage, that Donald Trump will be catastrophic. It will be disaster if the man gets elected president.
But hasn't Michael Medved, during his lifetime, he was a movie critic, right?
Yeah.
And
liberal.
And liberal.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I just don't think they ever understand how hard it is to make money, particularly in a business, and understand. I mean, this tax issue, which we've discussed numerous times, I think it's pretty simplistic to understand. But if you're a guy like Medved, who's been nothing more than a verbalizer, you know, on movies and on politics, you know, you guys are a little slow out there, and you're the problem. I'm not sure it's Trump. So we'll see.
You know, I appreciate his point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I disagree with it. I think that he's selling Trump short. But I see we got to take a break, so we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. And as I said, you can join in as well at 407-774-8255. And we're going to be talking about the debate last night. And let's just say, I don't think the Great Pumpkin is going to be coming to Tim Kaine's house.
Oh, God.
And I'll tell you what I mean by that.
Yeah.
When we get back. Folks, please join me and let's welcome Patriot Home Funding as our brand new sponsor here to the American Adversaries. John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw are the owners of Patriot Home Funding. These are great folks and they're longtime residents of Central Florida. John and Pierce at Patriot Home Funding are the sons of World War II veterans and are honored to serve our greatest heroes, our veterans. If you are a veteran, call Patriot Home Funding today. And if you mention the American Adversaries, John and Pierce will pay for your VA appraisal at closing. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida and is an equal housing lender. You can visit the lending experts at Patriot Home Funding anytime on the web at mypHF.com or call them at 877-377-8123. That's 877-377-8123. Patriot Home Funding, where we finance the American dream.
Support Legal Immigrants for America today as we promote legal immigration all across the USA. Fight amnesty and illegal immigration. Buy our book, The Bible and Immigration, and download Immigration Voters Guide 2016 in English and Spanish at www.golifa.com. That's www.golifa.com, G-O-L-I-F-A.com. Support Legal Immigrants for America today at www.golifa.com.
From Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama Cruises from $319 per person. How about an Alaska 7-night cruise from $399 per person? Sandals and Beaches are offering savings up to 65% off. America Waterways has river cruises, onboard credits on special sailing dates. Fathom Cruises, Dominican Republic 2016 cruises from $499 inside cabins and balconies starting at $699 per person. Perhaps at a cruise to Cuba starting at $799 for a 7-night for Florida residents. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
What's it like on I-4? We've got the answer. Traffic you can trust. Answer traffic now.
From your Answer Traffic Center, I-4 eastbound, still heavy. John Young Parkway to Ivanhoe, then slow and go Fairbanks to Maitland. 436 to Lake Mary continues to be slow. Westbound delays, Lake Mary to 434. Heavy from Princeton to Michigan Street, John Young Parkway to the Turnpike, and scattered delays from Sand Lake out to the 429. On the 408 eastbound, you're slow at I-4. Westbound delays, South Trail to Hiawassee. Alafaya Trail continues to be heavy between Chapman Road and the 408. A bad crash at Chapman Road. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660. The answer.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. That's right. If you're searching for up-to-date information, be it international news, national news, local news, weather news, you're in the right place. We're here. We're live. We got Brad on the line. One thing I want to say about Medved and other people who have his point of view before we go to Brad is this. I think they're selling Trump short. Now, I know Trump talks bombastic, and he says a lot of things that are, if you will, off the wall in the political world. But I think that they get lost in that rhetoric and don't believe he could do the job. Well, one indication that he can do the job is the people that he puts around him, right? Well, what did we get last night?
That's right. We got, I call a hiree, the first hiree.
There you go.
Of Trump.
And there
was he
you
a
go.
High quality, well spoken, thoughtful guy? Certainly.
If you listen to Trump, he tells us over and over again, basically he's going to run government like he runs his business. He gets smart people, gives them a task, and makes sure they follow through with the task, or he replaces them with someone who can. And what we have at the highest levels, all levels of government, is inefficiency, incompetence,
right. And,
and a lack of caring.
And you leave the people in their positions forever, no matter how ineffective they are.
That's so, right.
And that's why, again, that was the first example of Trump.
All right, so let's see what Brad has to think about it last night. Thank you for calling, Brad. I appreciate your patience.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Brad.
Just going to make a comment on the debate, but then I when I heard you talking about Michael Medved, it brought up a whole thing that I wanted to share with you on him. But the first, my brief comment on the debate, that Tim Kaine, you guys are probably not old enough to remember the campy Batman series from the 60s.
Oh, of course we do.
Oh, yeah.
Batman!
Caesar Romero played the Joker.
Joker, that's right.
And Tim Kaine has that same creepy face and smile as that Joker with the eyebrows and the way he's... I mean, and it just matches his whole demeanor last night about how mean he was and just talking about, you know, Trump this, Trump that. And I just thought it was just really... It left a bad taste in my mouth.
Well, let me... Just a couple of quick comments about that. First of all, we had Steve Gushoff of Legal Immigrants for America on the show Sunday night, and he had gone to a watch party for the presidential debate. And evidently, it was a couple hundred people there. They were having a really raucous, fun time. And every time they would show Hillary with that goofy smile, they were calling her the Joker.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess we got twins here. Mike likes to refer to Tim Kaine as Chucky the Clown.
Chucky, you remember from the horror movies?
Yeah.
Does he look like Chucky?
In either case, what you both are pointing out were that the visuals last night, you know, the visual effect, if you will, that he was giving off was very negative. And especially compared with Mike Pence, who was, you know, the epitome of everything in its place.
Smoothness. I mean, one thing about him, too, is, and I'm not talking about Pence, but our other individual, he did remind you of, like, your drunk uncle who you wouldn't let in the house because he's so disgusting, you know, his actions and everything. Oh, I mean, I saw this last night, and it just... Yeah, not good for the Democratic Party.
Well,
the
whole thing kind of reminded me a lot of the Joe Biden Paul Ryan debate because it was sort of farcical in some ways.
Yeah. Yep.
But
yep.
if you cut through the farce, then you got, you know, actually got a little bit of substance. But anyway, go ahead, Brad.
Okay, now on the Michael Medved thing, about a year ago when the primary season first began, he was, you know, vehemently anti-Trump.
Right,
and what I noticed was he did a guest appearance on the Rachel Maddow show, and all he did, and it was so hard and painful to watch because she's a far-left Marxist, left-winger, hates this country, the founding, she thinks that the founders were all racist and wants a new constitution. That's how far-left she is. So here's Michael, a conservative, bashing Trump on her show, and of course they're laughing and cahooting together. Little does he know that behind the scenes she has nothing but disdain for him and his conservative values. So that's when I started to lose respect for him. Now, with this diatribe that he's going on, he's actually being intellectually dishonest, because as you know, if he thinks Trump would be worse, he knows that Trump already said he's going to appoint Scalia types to the court. Bingo. He's wrong on that front, because Hillary will appoint far left justices.
Okay, well,
and that's number one.
Yeah.
Number two is he brings up, if Trump would have just deposited his inheritance into the bank with compound interest, that would have been smarter. That's wrong on one front, because that would mean that all you care about in life is just money. Trump's leaving a legacy of just wonderful buildings all around the world. He's doing what he loves to do. So Michael Medved is just, on all these fronts, I find him to be very missing the point. To make that comment is a liberal talking point, and someone needs to shake him and wake him up.
Well, I don't know if that's possible, but first of all, I don't think he's being intellectually dishonest. I'll disagree with you there. I think he believes what he's saying, and for various reasons. And that may be even worse. I don't know. But certainly I don't think he's in any way misrepresenting his actual views. I think he's dead wrong with those views. But I think they stem from the fact that he doesn't believe Trump, and he really doesn't think that Trump is capable of accomplishing anything. And you're absolutely right in your point about just investing money or actually going out there and investing it in jobs and buildings and things like that. He might have made more money doing it that way. But you're right. He wouldn't have left such an imprint on the world, and there wouldn't have been all those thousands of people who've had decent jobs. So it's a nefarious argument on that level. But basically, I think he is wrong. I think he is selling Donald Trump short. I think that Donald Trump can do the job, and be honest with you, I think he can do the job a lot better than Barack Obama, probably even better than George W. Bush.
I think he's well prepared, and again, on this bankruptcy issue, which we talk about all the time, you know, all that is, it's just a way for an individual to reconstruct, and as you just pointed out too, we hire more people, we build more buildings, and it is so important that the public realize we have it there to get these people, to keep them productive, not to knock them out of the system.
I would rather have a guy in office who's had a few knocks in life.
Right, that's how it is.
All right, but has overcome those knocks, right, than somebody who's never really been challenged like Hillary Clinton. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, everything to her, she's been on the public dole for her entire life, pretty much. I mean, it was very short stint at the Rose Law Firm, and basically she got that job because of her husband was the governor. So she's been given handouts all her life to the tune now of hundreds of millions of dollars. What has she ever done to invest in society? She has done everything to sell us out. And for, you know, once again, I don't believe that Medved is being dishonest in any way. He's just dead wrong. He's just absolutely dead wrong. And you can be that way and be honest about it.
Well, you know, there
but
was
thank
an
article. Thank you, Brad.
There
Appreciate
was an article
it.
Today that Hillary lost $6 billion while she ran the State Department.
Yeah, well, it's missing. They don't know what happened to it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so it may be
How
somewhere.
How can it be missing, Chris?
It's probably in their closet, maybe the same closet where they
in
kept
the foundation.
That server for
no.
a while. Yeah, they probably insulated the server.
But that's
with
what
it,
I'm
right?
saying when they said that it's missing. I go, what are you talking? How can it be missing? Don't you audit these departments?
Right. Okay. About the debate last night, it was annoying. The moderator, some people thought she was worse than Holt. Some thought better. I thought she was moderately better, but that's still awful. Yeah. And she was obviously biased, and she showed it in a different way than Lester Holt. But it is what it is. And even given that, though, the polls are showing, again, this is overnight, you never know, but I think it's pretty clear that Pence had a better night than Tim Kaine did. And yeah, Tim Kaine did look strange and odd at times, and that eyebrow, that one eyebrow, his left eyebrow, you know, really does give him that chucky
looks like
sort
one of those, or clowns coming out of the forest grabbing little kids.
Right. He was rude, and his points got lost in his rudeness. And Pence, I thought, did a good job of fencing him and fending off the points and making his case and Trump's case. But really, in these debates, and Carl Jackson, by the way, made this point this morning on Fox 35. When he saw the debate on TV, he didn't like it. But when he heard it on radio, he got more out of it. It's kind of like that Kennedy-Nixon debate, you see? Mm-hmm. So really, it's you have to look at the visuals, okay?
Right.
And the visuals are starkly different and starkly bad for Kaine and good for Pence. I thought Pence was sincere, and he had a quiet passion about him. And I thought that is really what came through. And that's really what this is all about. It's for a lot of people, it's a gut feeling, you see? Mm-hmm. And you see his sincerity, and then Kaine's all over the place, right? But you see the sincerity and the quiet passion with Mike Pence, and that really came through. So it was a good night for the Republicans, or at least for Trump Pence.
No, I agree. And as you said, I mean, reflecting on just the actions of Pence, I mean, he just was so smooth, you know, and he kept his voice at a specific tone, just did a great job.
We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Florida's governor is advising residents along the Atlantic coast, if you're able to go early, leave now. Rick Scott says the state could be looking at its biggest evacuation ever as Hurricane Matthew threatens almost the entire eastern coast of the state. So far, just two counties have issued mandatory evacuation orders. On its way towards Florida, the hurricane damaged homes and farms throughout southwest Haiti, killing at least five people. Authorities are still assessing the extent of the damage. Hillary Clinton is again taking time off the campaign trail to do some debate prep. Top aides joined her at her Washington home today to help prepare Clinton for Sunday's debate in St. Louis. Her husband has again been campaigning on her behalf today. Bill Clinton told a Union Hall audience in Youngstown, Ohio, that his wife wants an economy that lets Americans rise together, but that Donald Trump would rather see trickle-down tax breaks for the wealthy. This is SRN News.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436, or 07-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Hi, I'm Scott Miller from MyLibertyThreads.com. I've developed an American-made t-shirt brand that helps conservative Americans express themselves. I've traveled the country extensively over the last 3 years, helping proud Americans everywhere get their points across. As friends of the American Adversaries program, we're offering promotion for all the listeners of this show. All you have to do is check out our website at MyLibertyThreads.com and enter promo code AAR2014 on any purchase you make, and you'll save $3. That's $3 just by entering AAR2014. All caps. That's MyLibertyThreads.com. And remember, American-made t-shirts just feel better.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama Cruises from $319 per person. How about an Alaska 7-night cruise from $399 per person? Sandals and Beaches are offering savings up to 65% off. America Waterways has river cruises, onboard credits on special sailing dates. Fathom Cruises, Dominican Republic 2016 cruises from $499 inside cabins and balconies starting at $699 per person. Or how about a cruise to Cuba starting at $799 for 7 nights for Florida residents? Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
What's it like on I-4? We've got the answer. Traffic you can trust. Answer traffic now.
From your Answer Traffic Center, eastbound I-4 is slow at 535, slow at the Turnpike, and then heavy John Young Parkway to Ivanhoe. Slow and go after that, Fairbanks to Maitland. Westbound delays from Lake Mary to 434, then heavy Fairbanks to Michigan. John Young Parkway to the Turnpike. Scattered delays from Kirkman to 535, and it's heavy from 535 to the 429. 436, heavy traffic from Aloma Avenue all the way to the airport, and the Beach Line still has heavy delays westbound from 520 to the 417. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 5.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, everyone. This is Sunny, the California girl from Gorgeous Laser Wrestling. We're all champions in the ring, including all the hottest guys on American Adversary. Love ya.
All right. Welcome back to the show, folks. That's right. You got the American Adversaries. We're here. We're live. We will be here tomorrow. We will be here Friday. And
we think we'll be here tomorrow.
As long as the building is here,
yeah, like
we'll
I
be
say,
here.
Check the wind and rain, okay?
The people on the coast are the ones I believe are really going to feel this thing. Us here more inland are going to get, you know, we'll get a skirmish, if you will, but we're not going to get slammed. It doesn't appear. We're going to get an AccuWeather update, however, give us a little bit more certainty, if you will, if there can be, if you can use that sort of word with this sort of thing. And that will be at 6:20, so you'll want to stick around for that. Okay, got Mike McBath in the studio, got me, Christopher Hart. We also have now Jennifer Wagner of Central Florida Honor Flight, and they got a flight coming up, and we're going to be talking about that in a minute. But, you know, tomorrow night is contest night.
I know.
Right?
We got a lot of people fired up. We had one woman, remember yesterday, she called in a little premature. She got so excited about the question and how to win the big prizes. So, you know, what we're going to do for tomorrow night, we're a little concerned about the Clintons. It looks like they're going to have difficulty getting elected, but there is rumors out that Hollywood's about to make a movie about them. But the question is, we're going to need some actors. We need somebody to play Hillary, we need somebody to play Bill, and we need somebody to play Chelsea. Now, your job is to come up with who you think would be the right people to play these individuals. Now, myself, I've given it a little bit of thought, and since our friend Bill Clinton was thought of as the first black president, that's what they all claim, the Democrats, right? Well, maybe we'll have Bill Cosby play him.
Because
I think Bill Cosby, in every respect, represents Bill in so many ways, and I'm sure you'll be able to figure it out.
Okay.
Now, for our sweetheart Hillary, that was a toss-up. I was thinking about either Patty Hearst or maybe Squeaky Frome, but I came up with the conclusion I'm going to have to run with that pig, Rosie O'Donnell.
Okay.
And it's the case, I'm not running for office, Rosie, so I don't care if I call you a pig. Now, the other aspect of it, the final one, is Chelsea. You know, what an innocent, beautiful young woman who's worked so hard to make her $600,000 a year. I was thinking, who could we have to play her? And I know this is going to be revisionary history, but I'm going to put in Buckwheat from the Little Rascals years ago.
All grown up.
Yeah, and so if you have three people you would like to play in those positions, please call us tomorrow because I think we're going to have a real contest.
And JJ claimed Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Oh, yeah, that was right. That was a
Chelsea.
Good one to play Chelsea, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I can see her kinkled hair and everything, you know.
You know, I was thinking about it last night, and I was thinking, you know, maybe Lassie.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Maybe not. All right, let's go to Jennifer Wagner, Central Florida Honor Flight. Real quickly, most of our audience knows what Honor Flight is all about, but there might be somebody out there who doesn't.
There might be. There's always a few.
Okay, so tell us.
Honor Flight is a 501c3. We fly veterans to D.C. for free. We honor them for their service to our country. Priority is World War II veterans, then Korean War, and eventually we'll get into Nam and some other conflicts. But right now we have our next flight going out October 22nd, and we have mostly World War II veterans. We do have a few Korean War veterans on this flight, but it's all about the veterans and what they've done for our country. And if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be living in the America we're living in right now.
How many are going on this flight total so far?
We have 47. I think it's 47,
47
on this flight. 47 veterans and then 47 guardians and then staff. So we've got a pretty good flight.
That'll be a full plane,
mm-hmm.
right?
Absolutely.
And are you flying out of
OIA?
OIA, mm-hmm. Okay. And what day?
We are leaving October 22nd.
So it's a one-day event, so you'll be leaving early October 22nd. They leave out like about 5 o'clock, right?
Yeah, well, actually, our flight is a little bit later this time around. We've got kind of a tight schedule.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're leaving around 7.
Okay.
The veterans get to sleep probably another 20 minutes. The volunteers probably have to get there earlier.
Right. Okay. And then they'll get back that night.
We get back that night. We get in at 9:30 on Southwest. I was just looking up the flight number.
Okay, it's Southwest Airlines, and
mm-hmm.
this is October the 22nd.
October the 22nd.
Right, and it's nice to give them a little send-off. It's even nicer to be there when they get back and give them a final reception when they get home.
Our send-off is there's not as many people there.
Like, I wonder why.
I don't really understand why people don't want to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I just don't understand that.
Beyond me.
You're with the program, right?
Yeah, Trump's up that hour. Right.
Yeah,
he's tweeting at 3 a.m.
Well, wait a second. Hillary's up at 3 o'clock in the morning, right? Yeah, all right.
I don't know. I think she's asleep at 3 a.m., 3 p.m.
At 3 a.m., Hillary's already kicked him out of the bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why he's up tweeting.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Anyway, not to get on that.
Right.
Our flight is coming in at Southwest, arrives at 9:30, flight number 3575.
3575.
Yeah, and there's an area on that side of the terminal. There's a Starbucks, and we all meet there. We usually have several hundred people. We ask everybody to come down and honor our veterans.
Yeah, absolutely. And they don't expect it when they go off the plane. They think once they touch down, their day is over, right?
How many times do you do this a year?
2 to 3 times a year.
And does Southwest comp the airline tickets?
Of course not.
Of course not. So no, they are paid through by contribution.
I am the director of fundraising, and we that's what we do.
Oh, and you do a good job.
Yeah, they have to cover a lot of expenses.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can help out, you can do that by going to their website, which is
HonorFlightCentralFlorida.org.
It's real easy. Honor Flights. You spell it all out. HonorFlightCentralFlorida.org. You can either contribute just, you know, or you can be a guardian on one of these flights and contribute your ticket price for that. And the guardian donation is
$500.
$500. And that, of course, you'll go along with them. And you'll be with, you'll be assigned, if you will, partnered with a vet.
Correct.
And be one of the 47. There'll be a introductory meeting, which is, what, about a week or two ahead of time?
Yeah, a few weeks ahead of time, we have what we call an orientation.
Okay.
And we just kind of familiarize them
where the guardians and the vets all get
together. Right, right.
And you find out who you're going to, if you're a guardian, you find out who you're going to be
with. You meet your vet. And we, Nancy, who puts these people together, Nancy Rudin, she works really hard on making sure that they're great personalities compatible to put together.
Right.
Because it's important that that guardian is going to be with that vet all day long and take care of them.
Right.
And that's what they're there for.
Right.
And a lot of them need that because, as you know, a lot of them are in wheelchairs or have a little difficulty getting around. We make sure that they see everything.
What is the itinerary once you land?
Well, we have the seven memorials that we go to. We land in Baltimore. And
Baltimore.
We hit, it's a little easier coming in that way. And we have buses that take everybody out to all seven memorials.
Escorted around to the war memorials.
To the war memorials. We go to the World War II memorial. We go to the Korean memorial. We go to the Vietnam memorial. We go to the Air Force memorial. We go to Arlington, of course, and there's a women's memorial right before you come into Arlington. A lot of people don't realize it's there.
Yeah.
And we watch the changing of the guard. Our vets have front row seats.
That's great.
Okay, so the flight is going to be October the 22nd, and as we get close to that, we'll be reminding you folks who want to go down there to receive them back, or if you will, even to send them off. But you still have room on the board for some guardians.
On our next flight, yes, we do.
Okay.
And we always have room for guardians, and it's an amazing experience.
How many do you need this time to fill it out?
Well, this time we have our 47 guardians.
Okay.
But we have our next flight that we need guardians for.
Which is?
We haven't gotten the date yet, but it'll be sometime early in next year. We don't want to go up there when it's too cold.
Okay. Yeah.
Look at that. Ice.
At least I don't.
Ice.
Yeah.
You don't want to go through that, right?
So if you're interested in being a guardian, and now's the time to get ready and start signing up. And once again, you can do that at HonorFlightCentralFlorida.org. And if you know someone who has not taken the flight but is eligible for the flight,
absolutely. Have them call us. There are a lot of vets still that have no idea that we exist, and that's what we're out there to reach out to, especially the World War II veterans. There's 660 of them dying every day.
Yeah.
And we want to get them up there and honor them.
But if you look around, you might, you know, find yourself next to one of them in a checkout line at store or something like that.
They got their hat on. They wear their hats.
Usually they'll have a hat on, and it'll tell you what you know, it'll tell you, Navy or Army or whatever.
You'll see them at football games. High school games, college games.
Yeah. Oh, I see them everywhere.
Yeah. That's right.
So just make sure you first of all, you thank them. Say, hey, appreciate you. And then say, have you ever heard about the Honor Flight? And if they haven't, turn them on to it, HonorFlightCentralFlorida.org, because, as Jennifer said, the vet goes free. The veteran goes free.
Completely free.
Right, which is only right. I mean,
And
by, how many women will be on this flight, this one coming up here in October?
You know, I think there's at least two or three. I haven't gotten the stats yet.
Yeah.
But I think that we were talking last week, it was two or three women.
Yeah. So on every, pretty much every flight, there's
we usually have a few women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that go along. So men or women who are veterans of World War II and Korea, you definitely want to check into this. And now also from the later conflicts, if I understand correctly, if these folks are have a terminal illness or something to that effect.
Right, that's a priority,
You
know.
Yeah. So, a couple things here. First of all, help support Honor Flight. Second of all, make sure that any veteran that you know knows about Honor Flight and takes advantage of it. All right, so we'll take a break, and we'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner, you need to protect your business from accidents, property damage, substance abuse, and theft. I can help you lower your risk and get an insurance discount with a program that is effective and affordable. Don't be caught with your guard down. Please call me today for a free assessment at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
What's it like on I-4? We've got the answer. Traffic you can trust. Answer traffic now.
From your Answer Traffic Center, a little heavier on I-4 eastbound, slow Osceola Parkway to the Beach Line. It's slow at the Turnpike and then heavy South Orange Blossom Trail up to Maitland. Westbound delays, Lake Mary to 434, heavy Fairbanks to Michigan, and now South Orange Blossom Trail all the way out to the 429. On the 417 northbound, heavy traffic from the 408 to University. The 408 westbound, you're heavy from I-4 over to Hiawassee. Eastbound delays, South Orange Blossom Trail to I-4, and from Goldenrod out to the 417. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105. 5.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. Last one to know, last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, and you'll never hear me complain. Cause I got a grand
in the places where the whiskey rolls and the beer chases my blues away. I know you may think this is a country western channel, but no, this is politics.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. All right, yeah. After that debate performance last night, I thought this was
maybe we sound like Kane singing. You know what I mean? That's probably about how we sound, you know?
All right, welcome back to the show. 407-774-8255 is the number. Don't forget, at 620, we're going to have an AccuWeather update with the latest course corrections, if you will, for Hurricane Matthew. All right, in the meantime, we got Jennifer Wagner of Central Florida Honor Flight in the studio with us. Once again, Honor Flight's a great organization that provides a free day trip to Washington, D.C., to all the war memorials and Arlington Cemetery for our World War II veterans. And it's a big deal for these guys, right? Guys and gals.
Oh, it's a huge deal.
Yeah. And Honor Flight is a nonprofit organization, and they, of course, have to round all the money up that it takes to put these flights together. And they do that various ways. One, you can just go to their website, honorflightcentralflorida.org, and make a donation. You can be a guardian for $500. And oftentimes, or at least sometimes anyway, guardians go with a family member or a relative, right?
Yes. Oftentimes, like a son or a sibling takes somebody up, or even at times a spouse, depending
a father,
on, you know, grandfather.
Yeah. Spouse, yeah.
It's a great experience for them.
Okay. But they also have a couple of events coming up here in November, right after the election. I don't know. You might be in a good mood.
Yeah, or a bad mood.
You might need some.
I think it's a great time.
You might need a diversion.
Well, I know, just take care of your blues.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
I mean?
Get away from reality for a little while.
Maybe
if you
drink a case of beer while you're playing.
Right. Where that's at, it's away from reality. That's for sure.
Yeah. All right. So this is going to be November 10th through the 12th, a series of events, all of which will go to fund Honor Flight.
Correct.
There's going to be, it looks like there's going to be a walk.
A run walk, 5K.
5K run walk, a golf tournament.
Mm-hmm.
A memorial service and breakfast, because obviously this is right at November 11th being Veterans Day.
Right.
So there'll be a Memorial Day service and breakfast on Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see that Thursday the 10th is a Siberian show?
Yeah, it's a Siberian Russian show. That's going to be pretty interesting.
Are these dancers or
yeah,
animals
and
or
dancers? No, no animals. No,
bears.
I won't be there with the animals.
It's not the Russian
that's
circus.
I figured it might be the Russian bear.
Vladimir Putin isn't showing up. I don't think.
No, this is going to be an ensemble of a violinist and a pianist. And
I thought they had a few dancers,
yeah,
maybe not.
Well, evidently they travel around the world, and so this is once again, this is all part of the Veterans Day salute, if you will. It's called Salute Our Veterans Weekend, and this will be November 10th through the 12th, and you'll be able to find out information on the Honor Flight website or Sola Vida's website.
Sola Vida, yeah, they're putting it on the event, and it's all benefiting Honor Flight. So you can go to either website, or you can just call the number on the Honor Flight website.
Okay, and once again, this will be Veterans Weekend, so this will be obviously the appropriate time for this sort of thing, and you can take advantage of either any one or all combination or all of these events.
Chris, I think that golf tournament is very inexpensive, too.
It's a great price.
Yeah, that's a great price, $85 per single.
It's a nice course. I don't know if you've ever been out
there. It's a very nice course. And then they get continental breakfast, green cart fees, range balls, contests. I mean, where can you do that for $85 in November? Prices, of course, go up at the end of October.
And we're taking corporate sponsors, which I didn't give you that information, but they can contact me for that as well.
Okay, yeah, at honorflightcentralflorida.org. And once again, this is November 10th through the 12th. So November 10th is the concert at 7 p.m., the Siberian Ensemble. And then that's Thursday the 10th. Then Friday morning, will be the Veterans Day Memorial Service and Breakfast. And by the way, the concert is $17 per person for the tickets. Mm-hmm. It's at 7 p.m. The memorial breakfast is $10, and that's at 9 a.m. And then that's Friday. And then Saturday, you'll have the Pilgrim and Patriot 5K run walk.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then the golf tournament as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you can either do the walk or the tournament.
Right,
so.
And also we're going to have a lot of food trucks out there and paddle boat rides. There's a lot more going on than just that's on that flyer.
Right.
So it's going to be a great event.
Where exactly is Sola Vida, if you could remind our audience?
Sola Vida is all the way out. Yeah, it's in Kissimmee, but it's on Lake Pleasant Road. If you take 192 to Old Lake Pleasant Road, and it's almost in Polk County, but it's a retirement community. It's huge. They built it about 15 years ago.
Right.
And
like
that whole area is going nuts.
Like,
yeah, it is. It is, just like the villages.
Yeah.
But that whole area is being built up. So.
And the course is very good. And for the price, that's ludicrous, $85.
Yeah. Tell all your golf buddies.
I know, but I mean, very inexpensive.
All right. So that's the Veterans Day weekend. And I'm sure that you can find one or several of these events that you would like to attend. So we'll remind you also as that date approaches.
Mm-hmm.
And so once again, this is all to benefit Honor Flight. And Honor Flight is there to honor our veterans, our heroes, our World War II and Korean veterans in particular at this time, but all veterans. And, you know, the need obviously it continues.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, you run across some interesting bits of history when you're, you know, dealing with these people, I take it, right?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I Did you remember the story? I don't know if I told you about the guy with the wallet.
The wallet. No.
Do you remember the wallet story?
No, I don't recall that.
He's taken a lot of wallets in his life. I don't know if he remembers the story.
We might not want to spread that one around. We had a gentleman on one of our flights from World War II, and he kept running around. He had two Purple Hearts and one other award, and he wore them on his hat, and he had tons of medals on his hat, and he ran around showing everybody this wallet. Well, he finally came up to me. I knew I was going to get to see the wallet. I didn't know what the wallet was.
Right.
And I said, well, where did you get that? And he said, well, I stole it off a Jap I killed. And I didn't know whether to be freaked out or that was kind of cool, but...
Did he show you the teeth inside it?
No. It was definitely a Japanese wallet, but he had two Purple Hearts. He was bayoneted the first time in the leg. And then the second time he was shot. But talk about somebody that was proud for what he did for his country. He wore it all over his hat with all his medals. He must have had 50 medals on his hat. And he ran around showing everybody this wallet because he was, at his age, in his 80s, really proud of what he did.
Oh, here's a question for Jennifer. What do you think about these moronic football players that are not standing up for the national anthem? Could you have anything nice to say about them?
I can't.
at 30 million a year or whatever making, not really.
They live in an oppressed society now. Come on, Jennifer.
You know, this goes so much bigger than this. This goes back to 30 years ago. Everybody gets a trophy and we all can feel good, nice, and happy.
Yeah.
You know what? This is our country. We need to stand up for our country. And my son is in the United States Marine Corps. Yeah. He is a combat engineer. And let me tell you, I honor that flag every time I see it. Not only for him, but for all the veterans in my family and all the veterans with Honor Flight. It disgusts me. There are a lot of issues in this country, but flat out, you need to be standing up for your flag and stand up for your country.
You know what's great, too?
It's great here.
Jennifer, is the audience of watching NFL football since that incident started has been dribbling off pretty steadily. It's down about 14%.
Yeah. So one way to show our support for our veterans is to support Honor Flight. And there are Honor Flights all over the country. But it's not a national organization in that sense. In other words, the money that they raise here for Central Florida Honor Flight goes to Central Florida veterans.
Right. There's a bunch of individual hubs, and they all raise their own money.
Correct.
We're chartered by national, but we raise our own money.
Yeah, I just wanted to be clear about that, that all the funds that are raised stay right here in Central Florida to honor our veterans right here in Central Florida.
How many are left, actually? Do you know any idea the number that are left?
You know, I haven't looked it up in a while, but I'm thinking it's... In the 2000s, I don't know.
That's it.
You probably
there's not too many.
There are many more veterans of World War II than that left, but they are dying about that rate.
Maybe
per week.
That's the rate per week, 2,000 per week. Yeah,
because you cannot look hardly in the obituaries anymore, and you don't see. I mean, it may not be obvious, but if you read a little bit, you'll see that there will be World War II veterans in there just about every day.
We get calls every week from ones that have been on our flights.
Yeah.
How well our VA has worked, right?
Yeah. Well, Honor Flight, centralflorida.org. That's Honor Flight, centralflorida.org. Once again, October the 22nd is the next one flying out of Central Florida here. It's booked up solid, but there'll be another one in the spring. So if you'd like to be involved in that, if you know a veteran who should go on that flight, or if you'd like to be a guardian, you can go to honorflightcentralflorida.org and get signed up for that. Also, if you'd like to be a volunteer for Honor Flight, right?
Oh, we love our volunteers.
Yeah, so you can sign up there as well. So there are a multitude of ways that you can help out. And don't forget Veterans Weekend, all these great events that you can participate in down at Sola Vida. All right, so, Jennifer, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
And keeping this great organization up and flying, so to speak.
I have a lot of help. There's a lot of us.
Yeah, all right.
Well, it's a lot of work. And if it wasn't for American volunteers, we'd be in trouble.
Our own Rick Brown sits on the board there.
Yeah, he's our treasurer.
And, of course, Ed and Nancy. Great old, longtime friends of the show. Yeah. So, once again, it's a great organization, and we're happy to be able to help you out a little bit.
Okay, thanks for having us.
Okay, all right, stick around for more of the American Adversaries. Don't forget, at 6:20, we're going to have an AccuWeather update from a real, live, honest-to-God meteorologist.
I can't wait. You know, I'm storing, actually, right now, a lot of vodka. Oh, no, wait, water.
Well, you got to have the bare essentials after all, right?
That's right. You know, all right. I'll make hurricanes.
You know, there you go. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries. Please stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, step it right up. Let's go see the elephant. When I'm a roll on a honey. I'm a roll on a honey, and you can't keep up with me.
Hi, welcome back to the show, folks. You are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Yeah, we'll be here tomorrow night. Yeah, we'll be here Friday night. And in a few minutes here at 6:20, we're going to get the latest update from AccuWeather Forecasting. And we'll get the latest take on this storm. Does look like it's going to skirt along the coast there, bring us some nasty weather. So we'll find out a little bit more about that here in just a moment. Got Mike McBath in the studio. Me, Christopher Hart here. Got Jeff Sinis on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. Nicholas Cicero skedaddled out of here. Went up to New York City.
Is that where Nick, now is he doing another Disney show something like that?
He's doing one of those
Star Wars.
So one of those conventions up
there. Is that what he's doing? Yeah. Comic-Con or whatever they call it.
One of those conventions up there.
Our friend,
he's up there photographing it.
Yeah, our friend Hacksaw goes to a lot of them.
Yeah.
And they make a ton of money just doing autographs.
All right.
You know?
So, but we're here, we're live, and if you'd like to be a part of the show, 407-774-8255 is the number. And, you know, we just had Jennifer Wagner of Honor Flight here, and while she was here, we mentioned our contest for tomorrow night, and she wanted to get a jump on
it, too.
She
jumped on that so quick, and then she's threatened to call in tomorrow with an alias name get another three entries. I like what... Tell me the three that she threw out there.
She came up with...
For
our contest rules are for tomorrow night, come up with actors that would play Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and Chelsea Clinton in an upcoming proposed Hollywood production of the Clinton Gang. And so she came up with some Hollywood actors that she thought would fit the bill, mainly because they were insufferable, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And let's see. So it would be Susan Sarandon for Chelsea.
Susan's an airhead, so that would probably fit pretty good.
Lindsay Lohan. No, I'm sorry.
No, it's backward. Lindsay Lohan would be for Chelsea because she thinks she's entitled. She's entitled.
Right.
Right.
And Susan Sarandon.
Yeah, because she's an airhead.
Would be Hillary.
Hillary. She's not as dumpy, though.
And Alec. You always got makeup and special effects, right? Alec Baldwin would be for Bill Clinton. All right, so that's the idea. And you don't have to choose. You can choose politicians. You can choose actors.
Yeah,
you can choose sports
people
figures.
In the past. We just want to see who you would put out there as the three actors.
Even take comic book heroes.
Yeah, anything.
All right. So that's the idea for tomorrow night. That's tomorrow
Let's
night's
see if
contest.
I can't wait if she uses an alias and call. Hey, this is Betsy Boo. Hey, how are you, Jennifer?
All right. Okay. Before we get rocking and rolling here, we've added a couple of sponsors this week, and I introduced you to them Monday. And I just want to remind you, please, to support our sponsors because they support us. And without our sponsors, we couldn't do this show. And I told you, of course, about John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw over at Patriot Home Funding. That's a great organization over there. That's one of those phone numbers you need to have on your refrigerator. Now, obviously, you're not going to need funding every day of the week like pizza or something right?
But okay. You may have relatives that do, friends that do.
Exactly. And you'll want to go to the place where you're going to get treated right and get the best, bang for your buck. And that is at Patriot Home Funding, where their motto is, we say yes when the banks say no. And listen for the commercials, but if you want to call them, you can call them at 877-377-8123. They do have an office right here in Central Florida. These guys are from Central Florida here. By the way, their website is myphf.com. And I also told you about Dino Rentos and Dino Rentos Studios, because, you know, this is the party season, if you will, right?
Oh, you're going into Halloween. You're going into Christmas.
Thanksgiving.
This is a time for Dino.
Plus, year-round, you have birthday parties.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
and if you want to make a party, whatever the party, it could be an office party. It could be a party for a kid, whatever. If you want to make that event special, Dino will help you do it. And you don't have to spend a lot of money either for like a kid's party.
Right.
You can really, you know, turn the house or a room, if you will, into like a princess's castle.
His creativity is absolutely phenomenal.
Very inexpensively.
Yep.
Or how about make a life-size cutout of your kid, right? For the birthday.
Yeah.
All right. So these are the things that Dino can do, and they do them very affordably. Or if you want something huge, like I told you Monday.
A life-size cutout of Hillary.
Well,
oh, no, no.
They do those too. But they're building right now a volcano.
Yeah, that is it.
Which is, I think he says, like 20 feet tall, yeah, about 30 feet wide. And it's three-dimensional, and it'll spew smoke and lightning and stuff
right,
like this. And it is a DJ booth for a party. One-time use.
Wow.
So,
Let's find out where that party is, Chris.
Well, no matter,
who's going to jump out of the top of the volcano instead of the cake?
It's in California.
Oh, we're not invited.
And by the way, yes, he can actually build that thing here, ship it out there with somebody to put it together cheaper than they can build it out there.
Wow.
And probably better. Dino Rentos Studios, right here in Orlando. DinoRentosStudios.com is where you can see a lot of stuff that they have. Not everything, but a lot. And like I say, they from the smallest props to the largest props, from a child's birthday party to a Donald Trump blowout event.
You know,
right?
Downtown,
they can do it all.
Halloween night, all there's so many prizes going on and contests.
Yep. So Dino Rentos Studios, you spell his name DinoRentos, DinoRentosStudios.com. Check it out, and you will be the hit of your, I mean, you throw a party with this stuff, and it'll be one of the, that nobody
you'll be
will ever
a cut
forget.
Above everybody.
A cut above. I like that.
I like it,
all
too.
Right, so once again, we want to welcome these great new sponsors to the show, and please support them like you have been sponsoring our sponsors, like Cafe Positano, by the way, speaking of parties, they're going to have a Halloween, All Hallows Eve party, a Halloween celebration, and what they're going to do is, this is at 10 o'clock now, on Saturday the 29th, so they're going to basically clear out the diners and then have a Halloween smash, monster bash.
They did the mash.
There you go.
The monster mash.
Saturday, October the 29th. It starts at 10 p.m., so it's going to be...
That could be pretty wild.
Yeah, and they're going to be drink specials and pizza specials, non-alcoholic beverages, if you choose to go that way.
If you choose that way.
Yeah, and it's going to be karaoke. Going to do that?
Oh, wait. Pasquale's not going to play like he's singing, is he?
Old Italy songs? If you're going to play like
you're
singing. So that's going to be Saturday the 29th at Cafe Positano, and you can make reservations. And there, by the way, there's going to be a costume contest as well. Live music, and of course, their phone number is 407-774-8080. That's 407-774-8080.
Is there a cost, or is
There'll be a $10 cover charge,
right,
but you'll get, as I said, specials and lots of stuff for that. So, So come on out. All right. Okay.
Pretty exciting what's coming up.
There you go. So last night we had the VP debate, and it's a where do we go from here kind of thing. I think it's pretty safe to assume that Pence had the better night. I think it was as much because of, if you will, his demeanor more than anything else. But he came across as a sincere, quietly passionate man.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he has a good argument, too. I mean, the conservative argument. And I think he was dutiful in the way he stuck up for Trump. He missed some opportunities, but you always. I mean, especially when you got a guy like all over the place like Kane. I mean, he's giving you so many opportunities. That's part of the problem is for some people in a debate, and I believe that Tim Kaine and his gamesmanship here was to sort of flood, if you will, Pence with things that he would have to respond to, points.
Right. Try to throw him off his game.
And then interrupting to try to throw him off his game. And I don't think either one really worked. And yes, Kane could, I mean, Pence could have responded to some things that he didn't. But look, he couldn't respond to everything in that short period of time, especially when the moderator kept cutting him off. So he did fine last night. He did good for the campaign. Now, where does it go from here? The next debate is Sunday night. It's a town hall setting. You're going to have Anderson Cooper, Barack's future wife.
Future wife, husband, whatever, or wife. We're not sure which side they're going with.
Who is going to be the moderator.
Right.
Now, Martha Raddatz is going to be allowed, I guess, to ask a question or two, but mainly it's going to be Anderson Cooper. And as we've seen so far, they've been doing everything they can to stack the deck against Trump and Pence. Might have worked a little bit better with Trump, not so well with Pence.
Chris, when they say town hall, though, do they mean just you're going to extract from the audience your questions, right?
There'll be an audience, yes. The question is, will be in the audience?
That's right. Who's going to be in the audience?
Right.
And are these pre-made? When I walk in, they give me a card, and that's the question I ask?
I would imagine there is going to be, let's just say, I'm pretty certain, I bet the farm, that there's going to be some pre-screening of the questions. And to be honest with you,
it might be okay if it's fair.
Exactly. You almost kind of have to do that. Because you might get some guy there and talk for 30 minutes to ask a question, right?
Mm-hmm.
You really want the questions to be specific and to the point. Those are the best questions. The best questions are 50 words or less, usually 25 words or less. So so the question is, how should Trump act? I think he should just act like he has acted in town halls. I think he's actually pretty decent in town halls.
If he just stays his cool, you know, and responds in, I call it, a comfortable way, I think he'll do terrific job by sticking to, what he represents.
The town hall creates a different atmosphere,
right,
assuming that it's not stacked with a bunch of liberals, which could be. But let's assume that it's a fairly decent mix of American citizens.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that atmosphere will be more conducive to him, if you will, being less aggressive.
Would you think the moderators realize that he could come after them? I would think so after two in a row. I would go after him, but in a more professional manner.
Well, I'm not putting any money on it, but I'm going to bet that Anderson Cooper will
be smart enough. I think he's going to be smart enough.
I think he'll be a better moderator.
Yeah,
does that mean he's not going to show bias? No, but I think he'll be a better moderator than what we've seen so far, for no other reason than he has a little bit more experience at it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he'll actually be a better moderator. All right, let's take a phone call, and then we're going to have to take our break so that we can get
our hurricane man.
Yeah, our hurricane guy on. So, Norman, I'm going to have to ask you to be brief and direct to the point, please. Thanks for calling today, though.
Well, I was just talking to my wife just a few minutes ago, and we came up with this, is that Kane was a pain and Pence made sense.
A good bumper sticker.
I like that. I wish I had
Norman,
thought of that.
Good bumper sticker. Liar, liar, pants suit on fire.
Kane was a pain and Pence did make sense.
That was great.
All right.
And he was really raising Kane last night.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
How about Kane and unable? Thinking of sick Hillary and Kane, right?
Okay. All right. So your question.
My question is, what do you think that Donald Trump? What will be his angle this time? Because if he does like Pence and she acts like she did in the last debate, she's up a creek, because there's only so many things you can throw in that glass house.
Yeah, like I say, this debate, I think, is going to be different, because it will be a town hall setting. That doesn't mean that it won't get feisty necessarily. But I think if Trump is smart, he'll be responding to the audience more so than Hillary.
And now Hillary has already started to get angry again.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Started to shout and yell again.
Yeah. Yeah. She'll, once again, by the way, she's now going into hibernation while she prepares for this next debate. So
excuse.
I think she'll come out and she'll be, she'll do her best to hit her spots, so to speak, and hit her lines. But the thing with Trump is, especially in this setting, I think he should concentrate more on the audience. Okay, and talk more to the audience and pay less attention to Hillary. no matter what she does. Now, he can throw her a zinger or two if she kicks him around a little bit, but I think he should address the audience. It should basically be between him and the audience in that studio.
Do you think he will do that, and do you think that he will not take bait this time?
I think that for the first part, I think he will be more in tune with the audience. Okay. As far as your second point goes, I can't be too sure about that. But I think that if he just gets in the mindset of talking to that audience, it'll kind of help draw him away from that sort of thing. All right.
Okay.
All right. Listen.
Well, I hope he doesn't take the bait.
I do too. All right. Okay. Well, we got to take a break, and then we're going to come back with our AccuWeather update. And JJ, if you'll thank you, Norman. Thank you. And JJ, if you'll hold on the line, we'll take your call after the AccuWeather update, which is coming up after this short break.
I'm Scott Miller from MyLibertyThreads.com. I've developed an American-made t-shirt brand that helps conservative Americans express themselves. I've traveled the country extensively over the last 3 years, helping proud Americans everywhere get their points across. As friends of the American Adversaries program, we're offering promotion for all the listeners of this show. All you have to do is check out our website at MyLibertyThreads.com and enter promo code AAR2014 on any purchase you make, and you'll save $3. That's $3 just by entering AAR2014. All caps. That's MyLibertyThreads.com. And remember, American-made t-shirts just feel better.
Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner, you need to protect your business from accidents, property damage, substance abuse, and theft. I can help you lower your risk and get an insurance discount with a program that is effective and affordable. Don't be caught with your guard down. Please call me today for a free assessment at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh, my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to OrlandosHomeInspector.com.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. That's right, you got the American Adversaries. We're going to find out if this hurricane is going to rock our world. We now have on the line with us meteorologist, AccuWeather meteorologist, Bob Smirback. He's going to give us the latest from 5 o'clock, I take it, Bob.
That's right, Chris. We have still a major hurricane, Matthew. It's about 200 miles south-southeast of Nassau in the Bahamas. It has winds of 120 miles per hour, and it's tracking northwest at 12 miles per hour. So it's a major hurricane, and we think it will continue to maintain that major hurricane strength on its way through the Bahamas all the way till it gets near the eastern coast of Florida very late tomorrow night or early Friday morning. So this is going to cause extensive wind damage, extensive flooding along the east coast of Florida. For sure, and even storm surge is perhaps as much as 10 feet just to the north of where Matthew nears the coast. Now, farther inland, where Altamont Springs is, you're going to be dealing with severe weather, especially during the day Friday. Now, winds can start getting gusty late Thursday night. We could have wind gusts of 50 miles per hour by daybreak Friday in Altamont Springs, interior Florida here. But during the day on Friday, as Matthew is paralleling the central portion of the coast there, We could have wind gusts over 60 miles per hour. There will be power outages in the local area, not as extensive as what they'll have along the coast. And some of the rain will be coming in waves. The extensive flooding would be more likely along the coast, but there can be enough heavy rain around to get some flooding back here near Altamont Springs during the day Friday.
Bob, a question for you. If the eye of the hurricane were, let's say, 40 miles off of Melbourne, okay, what is the drop-off of wind, you know, from the eye, let's say, straight across to here in Orlando?
Right. It would be pretty dramatic. Hurricane-force winds extend about 40, 45 miles away from the eye wall here. So that would, if it was about 40 miles offshore, that would just put the coast on the edge of the hurricane-force winds, and then they would drop off dramatically as we get interior of Florida. We may only have wind gusts 30 to 40 miles per hour here in Altamont Springs if this system is about 40 miles offshore. So it makes a big difference.
But
in this type of system, the winds are pretty tight to close to the center of circulation. So especially the hurricane force winds, they're within 40 miles of the eye wall.
Well,
and then they'll drop off pretty quickly after that.
But so it all has to do with, of course, the track of the storm. But right now, does it look like the storm is going to track closer to the coast than that, or perhaps even farther away?
Right now, we think the storm will brush against the coast. Whether it's an official landfall where the whole eye wall would get inland, or at least more than half of the eye wall, that remains to be seen. But we think the eye wall will be on the coast. It's going to be very, very bad along the coast with extensive wind damage, flooding. It's going to be a very deadly and dangerous situation along the coast because we do think the western eye wall will start to ride right up right along the coast. And the thing about this system, it's going to last for a while too. I mean, we could have tropical storm force winds with gusts of 60, for 6 to 12 hours here in parts of central Florida. So it's not a real fast moving system. So these conditions will tend to just linger and linger, for 6 to 12 hours or so.
And, of course, that could lead to flooding.
Another thing, Bob, the question on rain. How much rain do you think we could get here? Let's say, like we said, it's 20 miles off the coast. Will we get, 4 inches of rain, 2 inches of rain, 10 inches of rain?
Well, I think back here in Altamont Springs, you're probably looking at 1 to 2 inches of rain.
But
just like the winds, the rain is going to be it's going to grade toward the coast dramatically. I think locations right along the coast will probably end up with 8 inches of rain. Perhaps even some locations could end up with a foot of rain. And that's definitely going to cause some extensive flooding along the coast.
Yeah, we're located in Altamont Springs, but our signal goes right up the coast from pretty much northern Melbourne, right on up toward the southern part of Jacksonville.
Okay.
So they're going to get hit pretty hard through that corridor,
Yeah, they'll have wind gusts over 100 miles per hour. They'll have 8-plus inches of rain, a storm surge of 6 to 10 feet, maybe a little more, right along the coast. It's just to the north of the track there. They're just really going to get damaged pretty hard. So, if anybody that you know is along the coast, they ought to move. They ought to move their bodies westward. That would be my suggestion.
Yeah, they've ordered evacuation of the barrier islands over there. But once it does make contact, even if it's only partial contact, won't that weaken the storm as it moves northward?
Yep. It will weaken it. There'll be a dry feed coming down from Georgia right down through the peninsula and feeding into the backside of Matthew on the Atlantic side. It'll still be fueling the heat from the ocean. So,
right.
In essence, it will weaken, but it will only weaken to a point, and then it'll kind of be maintained from half the storm or maybe a fair amount of the storm being over the water. So, yes, it will weaken some, but it's going to still maintain very strong hurricane strength right up the coast.
And, in fact, the Carolinas might actually get the full force, full brunt of the thing. It may actually come on shore there, right?
Well, that's a good question. That's what it was looking like for days and days. But we do think the system will reach the Carolina coast, but it may graze and move slowly along the coast there. It may not go inland. And now some of our computer information is showing this system peeling eastward away from the Carolina coast as we get later into the weekend. So, yeah, they're going to get a good 24 hours of, in any location of getting pounded. Now, what's the strength of this system? By then, it's probably going to weaken some, as you mentioned,
right.
With the interaction with the Florida coast. But it's going to be a prolonged event up there as well.
Okay. So for all of our listeners in those coastal regions over there on the East Coast, be prepared and have an alternate plan to get out of town if that is necessary.
Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't even want to be anywhere near the coast from Matthew here. 100-mile-an-hour wind gusts, I mean, that's going to cause a lot of damage.
So, Bob, you won't be attending the University of North Carolina football game this weekend or anything?
I guess not. Hey, Bob, thank you so much for being with us, and we'll check in with AccuWeather again tomorrow night. We really appreciate your work. You guys do.
Okay, thank you. My pleasure.
All right. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries. Just remember the old Boy Scout motto.
Be prepared.
Amen. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. About a 500,000 people who live along part of Florida's east coast are being urged to clear out ahead of Hurricane Matthew. It's expected to scrape against Florida's Atlantic coast, and forecasters say any deviation to the west could cause even more damage. Matthew is currently a Category 3 storm with sustained winds of 120 miles an hour. Residents are preparing by buying gasoline and foodstuffs. Others are disconnecting electrical supplies and moving outdoor furniture and other objects inside. Donald Trump is calling the Federal Reserve a political organization and suggests that Chairwoman Janet Yellen has been keeping interest rates low at the Obama administration's behest. Trump was sharply critical of the Fed during a luncheon today with Latino business leaders in Las Vegas. The Federal Reserve is an independent organization. On Wall Street, the Dow by 113 points, the NASDAQ rose 26. This is SRN News.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Folks, please join me in welcoming our newest sponsor to the program, Patriot Home Funding Incorporated. John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw are the owners of Patriot Home Funding, and each has over 30 years' experience originating mortgages right here in Central Florida. They offer their customers the very best in service, experience, and expertise. Patriot Home Funding's motto is, "We say yes when the banks say no." They are known for routinely getting mortgages closed easier, faster, and with less cost than anybody else in the industry. If you are having trouble getting approved, getting the runaround from your lender, feel like you're paying too much, or just want the very best mortgage experts in Central Florida working to make your American dream come true, call the leading experts at Patriot Home Funding today. Patriot Home Funding is known for thinking outside the box and offering solutions, not excuses. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida and is an equal housing lender. Call them at 877-377-8123. 877-377-8123 or visit them at myphf.com.
Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner, you need to protect your business from accidents, property damage, substance abuse, and theft. I can help you lower your risk and get an insurance discount with a program that is effective and affordable. Don't be caught with your guard down. Please call me today for a free assessment at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
More political mayhem is on the way. You're listening to The American Adversaries, if you can take it.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. Thank you for listening. Once again, we'll have another AccuWeather update tomorrow night, and we'll be right there at it tomorrow night, or it'll be right here at us. if you will. Okay, once again, we had the debate last night. We're going to talk about that a little bit more. But before we move back to that, the latest news out of the Clinton campaign, mm-hmm. now that Bernie Sanders is out as far
Bernie
as
Bernie and the Jets,
getting
right.
the millennials signed up, right? Mm-hmm. And, of course, mm-hmm. Billy Boy himself doesn't really appeal to them, especially when he goes around talking about how bad Obamacare is. I mean, what a quote this guy, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You had it yesterday about the people working 60 hours a week, and it's a crazy system, and they don't, you know, get the...
Chris, as you mentioned, though, like even, you know, the billing that's come out. I got my billing today, too, you know, because I have one member in the family, and it... Again, they're knocking everybody's insurance company off. Your deductibles are just sky high. And the punishment to the American public is reached a point. It's intolerable. But I do believe these politicians are going to get really waxed on this. And if Trump talks about it, because it's happening in every neighborhood around the country. And, you know, I'm not real happy when my monthly bill goes up another $700.
Yeah.
You know, I paid over $17,000 last year for four people.
Yeah.
And that's with deductions running around $3,500.
Yeah.
What an absolute disaster to the American people.
Well, not only do you think that, but so does Bill Clinton. He said...
I know, we're close.
He said, and I quote, "The people mm-hmm. out there busting it, sometimes mm-hmm. 60 hours a week, wind up with their premiums doubled and their coverages cut in half."
Yep.
It's the craziest thing in the world. No, the craziest thing in the world is the notion of your wife becoming president of the United States, Mr. Clinton, but in either case, both are bad. So as I was leading up to, Bernie Sanders is out as far as getting the millenniums goes. Michelle Obama's having a modest amount of success. Barack Obama... By the way, Hurricane Matthew is keeping B.O. away, so that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's a silver lining to every cloud, right?
That's good.
And so they're desperate to find someone who can bring home these millennials.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
who have they settled on now?
Now, which one were you talking about?
the man that they are seeking to come to Hillary's rescue and help her win the millennial vote is none other than, hold on a minute, we have to have an appropriate sound effect here, Al Gore!
Oh, God, oh, yeah. No, you know what? Well, you told me that, Chris. I mean, come on. Al Gore, the climate change king who sold carbon units. And,
Al Gore.
Oh, my God. Those kids are going to hate him. And, I mean, I just think of Emmett. I mean, really, I asked my two kids, you know who Al Gore is? Number one, they don't know who he is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Number two.
Good lucky for them.
I know. Once they saw him, they go, he's an old man. I said, you got it. I mean, that guy has about as much sex appeal as Hillary has. Like, come on.
It just shows.
This guy, what a joke.
How desperate they are for
that. Man, they
got to
get anybody out there.
Well, you know, it makes you wonder about these polls. But then, you know, there was a report that was written, and it was on a website called The Ryter Report, R-Y-T-E-R.
Right.
And a guy by the name, I think it was Christopher Ryder, does this report. And he had an article in there talking about how they're going to commit election fraud. When I say they, I mean the liberals. And it will be sort of a sophisticated way of stuffing the ballot box. And it starts by manipulating the polls. You manipulate the polls so that everybody's expecting the outcome that they are prepared to produce.
Right.
Okay? And
it's called brainwashing.
Exactly. And there have been some other articles that have come out since that kind of fill in a bit of the details. Michelle Malkin has written, remember her? She's written an article.
Oh, boy, is she a fired-up little girl.
Yeah, and that is that her latest article landed on Town Hall magazine today. And it describes how in various states around the country, Kansas, Colorado, and other states, illegal aliens are knowingly being signed up and registered to vote, with the excuse being, we'll weed them out later on.
Oh, that's going to work.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, and we mentioned this a little bit on Sunday night's show, that in Kansas, there was a case that an appellate court ruled that they ruled against a local prosecutor who was trying to enforce a law that said you had to produce proof of citizenship in order to register the vote.
Right.
This federal appellate court said, oh, no, you don't. And then they went on to try to prosecute him for contempt of court.
Oh.
This is how bad it's getting out there. It's so almost blatant and in your face now. So here we see these huge crowds for Donald Trump. We know he has great enthusiasm. He's not getting every constituency, but he's tapping into a lot of big ones, and especially evangelical Christians, who can turn this debate by themselves.
Kidding. You got it.
I meant the election. By themselves. They can make it or break it by themselves. All the other constituencies
go away.
Right? So he's got them. And then she's got no support, no enthusiasm, and yet we're seeing polls now showing her 9 points ahead. Give me a break. Something is screwed up here.
Chris, bust that one. Remember about a day or so on YouTube, the MSNBC host, the female? This was hilarious.
Yeah.
She's talking to a Democrat.
This was prior to the debate in Longwood.
Right. This was an elected official.
Not Longwood, Florida. Longwood, where the debate is.
University, in Virginia.
Right.
And then she says to the Democrat official, she says, now watch this. I'm just going to turn to the crowd of this millennials and ask them, do you people love Hillary, right?
Well, she said the women. Do you women connect?
And they all started booing.
Her question was, this is for the women only, do you connect with Hillary Clinton?
That was one of the funniest things I ever saw.
And it was overwhelmingly, they booed and shook their heads and laughed.
Right. And then she turned back and goes, here we go.
So if Michael Medved is going to be happy and Donald Trump not be president, don't be surprised if there's a lot of shenanigans and rigging going on. Just like they did in the primary, they're trying to do the same thing here. And
it's catching up. If Trump can just come off with a good showing on Sunday night, I think we're on our way.
All right. Let's go to JJ. She's been very patiently waiting. JJ, thanks for calling tonight. Is JJ still with us? Jeff? All right, well, I can put her on.
She might be preparing for the hurricane.
Hello, JJ, are you there? All right, let's try Craig. Craig, how you doing tonight? We appreciate you calling.
Yeah, hey, you guys.
Howdy,
Craig.
I watched a little bit of that debate. I really couldn't watch a whole lot of it.
It was aggravating,
Yeah. The one thing that bothered me about both candidates, they were both trying to up each other on how badly they would attack Russia or something. I didn't really understand that.
Most people couldn't figure out what they were saying.
it wasn't quite that, but certainly the point that Pence was making is that the reason we're in this fix, if you will, with Russia, and by the way, we announced yesterday that they suspended the nuclear arms deal, which, by the way, I'm not so sad about because we were the ones getting screwed in that deal. But nonetheless, they've suspended that. They've put in aircraft missiles in Syria.
Right. 150-mile range.
Yeah, but Pence was making the point is we're in this fix because we've shown weakness with Barack Obama. And you'd need an interpreter to figure out what Cain was trying to say about it. But I can see what you're saying. But the point that Pence was making is that when we project weakness, bad things happen. When we project strength, good things come from that. I'm talking about in the geopolitical sense. And so that's where they were going with that. So to allay your fears, though, neither one, I believe, was actually talking about attacking Russia, just being more tough with dealing with Vladimir Putin.
The other thing I'm sure Craig ran into was the fact that he was so irritating, by jumping in and out, that you actually lost contact or what they were even talking about. It just irked you so much you felt like hitting the TV.
Well, but they see, like I say, politics is like professional wrestling. You see, that worked for Pence.
Mm.
You see,
and it did work for Pence, big time.
If there's a lesson there for Trump, it should be don't be like Cain. You can't be Pence, but just don't be like Cain.
I know, it's like a game film. Look at the film, look how he acted, and don't you be that way.
Right. You don't have to be like Pence, just don't be like Cain. Okay? Mm-hmm. And if you'll do just fine. And I think the town hall setting is going to be better for Trump. Because especially if he focuses on the audience.
Now, they won't be sitting at the same table, or will they?
Well, from my understanding, they'll be on stools.
On stools,
right.
Okay.
Right, exactly.
You think in an hour and a half?
I'm going to hold off on
not
that because
sure.
I was wrong about it last night. I had some misinformation. I thought there were going to be commercial breaks and everything last night, and there were not. I believe it's 90 minutes nonstop, but I'm not sure at this point.
I mean, you've seen, like, with Kane's picture, the amazing thing, you know how they've always tried to put the rap that Don, you know, Trump is crazy and he's that. I mean, in all seriousness, this guy looked like a madman. So now you have Hillary, the sick one, with the madman.
Well,
I wonder if, that might be a theme. I mean, you look at this guy, he looked like a madman.
The vice presidential debate and the vice presidential nominees are not going to be the deciding factor.
I understand.
Except
but
maybe for a very small amount of people. However, you always want your guy to be better than the other guy.
Well, and I know clearly, we got the right guy.
Clearly last night, Pence was better than Kane. And for anybody who's out there thinking, well, if something should happen to Trump or Hillary, which one of these guys would I want in the White House?
Not even debatable.
Not even close. Not even close. All right, stick around. We got more to talk about. We got some other callers on the line, so we'll be right back.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama Cruises from $319 per person. How about an Alaska 7-night cruise from $399 per person? Sandals and Beaches are offering savings up to 65% off. America Waterways has river cruises, onboard credits on special sailing dates. Fathom Cruises, Dominican Republic 2016 cruises from $499 inside cabins and balconies starting at $699 per person. Or how about a cruise to Cuba starting at $799 for 7 nights for Florida residents? Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Okay, welcome back to the show, folks. That's right, you got us here till 7 o'clock. Then you got Larry Elder. And don't forget, we'll be back here tomorrow night. Yo, we'll be here tomorrow, and we'll be here Friday. You can count on that. Okay, that article in Town Hall today by Michelle Malkin, and she talks about in Colorado, the former Secretary of State, this is just a for instance, identified nearly 5,000 non-citizens in Colorado who voted in 2010. Scott Gessler is this former Secretary of State. He also uncovered almost 12,000 non-citizens registered to vote this time. Liberal groups, of course, fight this tooth and nail, or fight, you know, the idea that this even happens, much less try to do anything about it. But you can once again find that article by Michelle Malkin today at Town Hall Magazine. And by the way, Town Hall also reports that Tim Kaine interrupted Mike Pence some 70, that's 70
times.
70 times last night. And that's, you know, that's not good. Yeah, Trump interrupted Clinton a few times and he, you know, made
but
some,
you were supposed to get each of you 2 minutes and then a response,
but
right?
He didn't do it as much as this. So, this was very irritating by Tim Kaine last night, and I think that it helps the Trump campaign. All right, by the way, there's been a lot of people out there talking about, Pence did himself a favor. Now he's set himself up to be in line to be the nominee in 2020 after Trump loses.
That's a long road.
Look, Pence is thinking about right now, which is where our minds need to be right now. We need to win this election. And with Donald Trump at the top of the ticket, And I'm sick and tired of people saying, well, hey, he's the lesser of two evils. Let me tell you something. Donald Trump is God sent. And by God, I mean that. He is sent to provide the path to a better world. Now, he may not be everybody's choice for that, but let me tell you something. When you're going through a jungle, you want the guy who's leading you through that jungle willing to do some hacking and chopping to get you through the jungle. Otherwise, you're going to be mired and stuck in it. And I'm just so sick of people like Michael Medved. Now, I appreciate his point of view, but he's so dead wrong. And I'm so sick of these people. Donald Trump, listen, let me tell you something. Being president of the United States isn't that hard if you know how to manage people. The problem with Barack Obama is he doesn't know how to manage people. The problem with Hillary Clinton is she doesn't know how to manage people. The thing that Donald Trump has over all of them is he knows how to manage people. And his choice of Mike Pence to be his running mate is a simple and yet clear demonstration of what he would do as president. And that is put smart, capable, conservative people around him so that he can be successful as president of the United States. This is just ridiculous to think that, oh, we got to settle for Donald Trump. Let's get over that. He's the man. He's the man for the hour. He's the man for the times. And I am here to tell you he is God sent.
You know how he talked about trade, too? Did you see the numbers that came out on the trade deficit for the month of August?
Trade deficit, job numbers,
yeah,
lousy.
You love this. Over $40 billion with a deficit for just the month of August. So, you know, you're talking $500 billion.
When does
the public figure out how right Trump is?
And that's with a right. Zero interest rate.
And really about 28% of the trade that month was with China. Look, so he's right on the money with that. And then the last thing that was very discouraging is the job report came out today. We had 154,000, you know, in the private sector created. You have to be up around 300,000 to really have a booming economy.
Yeah, you got to have 200,000 just to be treading water.
Yeah, tread water. I'm
right.
Talking 300.
Right.
And Trump's the only way out. I mean, we have come, as we all know, the worst recovery since, what, World War II? It's just a disaster.
Well, it is.
And I love how they lie. I couldn't believe it last night. He tried the same lie. Everything is going great. The recovery we've created, you haven't done anything.
Hey,
You've done nothing.
Let him say
talking.
That. Yeah,
the public knows where their wallet is. I can tell you that.
Exactly right. While he was spinning fairy tales, Pence was talking reality, right?
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right. And yes, Tim Kaine will not have the great pumpkin coming to his house, but Mike Pence might.
Yeah.
You remember what was the big criteria with Linus and the great pumpkin?
No, I don't.
You have to be sincere.
Oh, well, he won't be there, I can tell you that.
Okay, Kaine was anything but sincere, and Pence was dripping sincerity and a quiet but definite passion.
I know, he just looks so good compared. What a comparison. You know,
yeah.
Just fabulous.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. We got John up first. John, thank you for calling tonight.
Hey, guys.
How you doing? Jim. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Hey, I don't know if you've heard it or if anybody's mentioned it, but there's a thing going around the internet. They'd like for everybody that's voting for Trump, take their cell phone with them and wear red. Take a picture of the people in line and inside of where you're voting. If everybody's wearing something red, it's going to be hard to deny. And take a picture of your ballot. There's no law that says you can't take a picture of your ballot.
That's true. I did it in the primary. Yeah.
And every ballot does have a number on it, I do believe.
You mean a number like the ballot is numbered?
I believe so.
I'm not sure about now that you mention it. Okay. But the whole point is to create a documentation, a record, if you will, of the elections.
So that would be a great idea if we can get everybody behind to do something like that.
Right.
As far as Hillary goes, remember that song back from the 60s? you can't even run your own life. I'll be damned if you'll run mine.
Oh, yeah.
About Hillary.
We're going to have to pull that
See,
out.
See, John, look at him. He's going way back, but that's so appropriate, that. John. And, yeah. And Hillary was back there, too, as we both know.
Okay.
That was good.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate you, John.
Guys.
All right. I'm sure we'll be talking to you tomorrow night with your contest.
Always get.
All right. Okay. Sherry is up next. Sherry, thank you for calling tonight.
Hey, Chris. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Sherry.
Howdy, howdy.
Listen, there was a good story this weekend on television about the honor flight. ABC, NBC, they had it on there.
Good. Good for them.
You know, I'm glad you covered it. But
thank
the
you.
Point is, last night I called my brother and I said, you need to watch this debate. And so he called me first thing this morning and said, you know what I saw? Somebody sent in a picture. He first of all, he can't stand Tim Kaine.
Okay.
Okay. And he sent
Good
in a
start.
Picture of Jack Nicholson.
Oh, yeah.
Signing.
Yeah, the eyebrows
yeah,
and stuff.
Does. Yeah,
you're
that's
right.
A good one.
Yeah, I can see the resemblance.
They look exactly alike. You know, that guy with the, all the big eyebrows.
Oh,
know?
yes.
Haynes brought back many memories.
I like that. Mm-hmm. He's right about that. Yes, Nicholson and and The Shining. All right. Hey, thank you, Sherry.
All right, guys.
Appreciate
bye.
You calling. And believe me, that makes a big difference. It makes a big difference.
Everybody
the appearance
draws
of these
an image
guys.
Of the people that they're going to vote for. The image of him is not going to be too good.
Right. Okay, JJ's back on the line. Thanks, JJ, for calling back. Okay, there you go. We got you now. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Ant.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say... Yeah, Kaine looked kind of like a clown or something.
Chucky.
That's right, Chucky.
Chucky, yeah. And he acted like such a little kid, like every time he'd interrupt and say, oh, yeah, that's what I want to talk about. That's what I'm going to get to.
Yeah.
It's like he's thinking out loud and it's just being ridiculous. He reminded me of, I don't know if you guys know, Kristen Wiig, SNL. She always has to one-up and say, oh, I did that too. Like he talked about 9/11 and he's like, oh, I was there in Washington, in Virginia too. And, you know,
right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Kid. But anyway, I just wanted to say, when you were talking about those questions in the news format, and when they walk in, the questions they'll ask Hillary and Trump, and you know the questions they ask Hillary are going to be vetted better than the Syrian refugees.
Yeah.
And, any illegal alien voting for the President of the United States.
Right.
Her questions will be better than that.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine so. Yeah, no doubt about it. But the town hall does provide, if you will, a bit of a wild card element. Now, obviously, the network and the producers are going to try to control it as much as possible.
I just want to know, Chris, where those questions come from.
Well, nonetheless, when you have a group of people like that, you know, almost anything can happen. So, but I think, once again, my advice to Donald Trump would be, be yourself, but be yourself to this crowd, okay? Focus on the crowd. Yes, deal with the moderator and the question, but focus on the crowd. Address the crowd.
Avoid talking about anybody's body part. Or
I hopefully learn from the last one, please.
that is such a thing that people get derailed on.
Do not discuss weight, body parts, anything.
Right, right.
Well, it is. Unfortunately, it's true. People get tripped up on that, or they feel like, hey, I have a 400-pound uncle, and he goes, you're insulting him, my son, or something.
Well, you know, once again, I hate to say I have faith in Anderson Cooper, but I do think he'll do at least even if it's a modicum.
Remember a while back when he did a pretty good job the
because
previous time.
He's a bit more of a professional than these other hacks. And I'm really disappointed in Lester Holt. I didn't expect out much out of this woman last night. Didn't get
she
much
didn't
out
disappoint
of,
you, I can
no,
tell
she,
you that.
She didn't.
Notice she interrupted Mike Pence
a lot more.
She corrected him when the other guy was like 10 times, I think 29 times he interrupted.
Yeah, she.
70 something on one channel. So
Holt,
ridiculous.
Right. Lester Holt showed his bias in the questioning that he took after the first half hour of the debate. She showed her bias in the way she controlled the responses. But in either case, they were trying to control the debate to give as much of an advantage to, in that case last night, to Kane as possible. And last week it was to Hillary. But once again, I think that the town hall setting is going to be a little bit nicer for Donald Trump. And because, once again, if he just focuses on the audience and addresses the audience.
You know, it's amazing, though, Chris, Walker was the one, Scott Walker, who worked with Pence. And he pointed out that just about every question asked, they had already prepared for. And that's why I'm saying this isn't, you know, you don't have to be a genius to know what's coming.
Well, you know the topics. You may not know exactly how
the wording. You just have to know how to react and what she's going to say, but you can pretty much get your act together before you walk into that room.
Yeah, yeah. Trump could probably do with a little bit more homework.
A little bit more.
All right, JJ, thanks. Appreciate you calling tonight. Okay. All right, don't forget tomorrow night is contest Thursday. Who would be the actors and actresses who would play the Clinton clan in an upcoming Hollywood blockbuster movie?
Well, I have to say I enjoy the young lady who was in here a little bit ago. And her stars were. Jennifer.
From Honor Flight.
Right.
By the way, she says she's going to make Joy Behar from Hillary from The View play Hillary.
You know, that's a good one because they're like a body lookalike. You know,
they're both very obnoxious too.
And I have Rosie O'Donnell. You know, she's pretty bad.
All right, that's tomorrow night.
Yep.
All right, and hang in there, keep the thought. But Trump is the answer for us.
And don't throw all your furniture into the swimming pool. I don't mean the living room furniture, just the patio furniture.
All right. All right, we'll be back tomorrow night. Night, everybody.